Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Brian Flores, head coach of the Dolphins, speaking to the media. Let's listen in.
We didn't score, so it wasn't executed very well. A lot of things could have gone a lot better. I think, got to make a good throw, a good catch. That's where it really starts. So, if we don't get that, then the rest of it, none of it really matters. So, at the end of the day, I think it looked a little bit better, watching it again. We might have had a little bit better a shot watching it, last night. But at the end of the day, we didn't execute it. We didn't get it done. And we didn't get the outcome we wanted.
Brian, your first late game situation as a head coach, I'm wondering if you could offer us any insight as to the process from the standpoint of, did you and Chad O'Shea discuss that two-point conversion play, or did you give him the freedom to make the call and you just kind of listen in? How did that go?
Well, we talk about that over the course of the week. We've got, obviously, a two-point play menu. Obviously, those plays we like them all. There was a lot of discussion about what we were going to do, what we liked, really anything that's on your menu we like, or else it wouldn't be there. That's kind of how we handle those, and as well as some other situations, anything on third down, anything in the red zone, we like it. If we don't like it, it's out. At the end of the game, there were, a lot of situations. When to take a timeout, how much time, are we going for two? There's a lot of conversation going on there. That part of it, I thought we handled all that well and gave ourselves a chance at the end to score, and then either kick the extra point or go for two. We chose to go for two, and we had a play that we liked. We could have executed it better. We didn't, and we learned from it.
How did you like that stuff when you were a coordinator? Did you want the head coach offering input, or did you want it to be your decision? And how does that influence how you handled it yesterday?
I think the head coach and coordinators are normally on the same page. Well, that's kind of been my experience. So, I think that's not a split decision within the game. I think it's something we talk about. Or I know it's something we talk about over the course of a week, especially in, let's call it, gotta have it situations. Are we all, on the same page on, what we want to do offensively, defensively, or in a kicking game? And if we're not, then we need to get on the same page. So there's only, a handful of those situations. So if it comes down to this, we're doing this. And I think that's really kind of how everybody operates.
Do you have an analytics guy, or do you consider analytics in that type of situation, late game situations?
Analytics is a big part of the game now. So, if it gives us any type of advantage, or anything that gives us any kind of advantage, I look into. So analytics is part of that.
Is that a play that's one play? Is that a play where it's most ideal coming out of a timeout, or is it more ideal when you're having a couple plays, you're at the line of scrimmage?
It's either or. Timeout, no timeout. We execute it. It's a good play. We don't execute it. It's not a good play. I don't think the timeout had anything to do with whether to or not to call it.
Decision made not to play him, and are you concerned? He's now had issues with both knees before this season. You concerned that he's got a knee problem?
Four, five, 6 weeks into the season, Everyone's dealing with something. I'm not concerned about Xavier from that standpoint. Just couldn't go. Tried all week. Just wasn't you know ready to go. And he's working his way back. He's in, you know obviously in there today working to do everything to get back out on the field. And hopefully we see him this week in practice, and you know hopefully in the game next week.
I know Avery Moss left the locker room in a boot yesterday. Is going to be a long-term deal?
It's still early. I mean, it's Monday. You know, we've got the rest of the week to kind of go through the progression, the treatment, the rehab. So it's still so early. It's hard to say, you know, long-term, short-term. I know he's you know, if you ask him, he'll tell you he'll be back tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes. It's still, I mean, it's early. I mean, it's, I don't think so, but there's no way to know.
Brian, was it a conscious effort to try to take some shots down the middle of the field to get Siki, or was this a matter of what the defense was giving you?
I mean, obviously you want to take what the defense gives you. I think there's some opportunities, you know, especially when the team's playing split safety coverage, to try to get down the you know tight end or a receiver down the middle. So we had a couple shots at it. We missed one. We hit one. Those are big plays if you can make them. But it's a tough throw. It's a tight throw. It's a you know you got to get it out now. One we you know fired it in there. One we you know, probably you know gave them an opportunity to make a play on it. And that's kind of how that works. So we gave it a shot. Got one. You know. Didn't execute on the other one, and but I thought Mike made a really good catch on the one down the middle.
Brian, I'm sorry. Yep. Brian, does your message to the team change at all after losing?
You're listening to Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. It's his weekly Monday press conference.
You know, we stay the course. We, you know, we can continue with our process, which I think has been better. We continue to prepare. The one part of the message that it was my message to them today is, you know, these types of losses really sting and they can linger. And, you know, the challenge now is for us to move on from that as quickly as possible. Because if we don't, then, you know, it'll make that preparation for Buffalo that much harder. And this is a good team we're playing. And, you know, that's part of being a professional. That's part of the maturity this team has to have to move on to the next challenge, which is, you know, the Buffalo Bills.
What chance, I guess, to watch the film? Do you still anticipate Josh being the guy going forward?
I thought Fitz played really well when he went in there. I thought he did. I anticipate Josh being the guy, but I think we're going to do what we feel is best for this team. That's what we did yesterday in the fourth quarter. I thought Fitz played really well. I thought Josh has played well in spurts also. So we'll see how this goes in practice, this week of practice. But, yeah, Josh will be the starter.
How did you go about making a decision? Like you said, Fitz looked good. What made you decide to go back to Josh going forward?
You know, just trying to, you know, keep some, I don't want to say continuity, but I just feel like you know, Josh has played well. He's made a lot of strides. He's developed over the course of the last, let's call it, 6 weeks, you know, training camp, even more than that. But he's done a good job, and you never want to just, you know, pull a guy for, one bad game. But I think, you know, this is still an ongoing, you know, conversation between myself, our coaching staff, and, you know, we really got to take a look at Buffalo and see, you know, what they're doing, you know, and we're always going to try to put the, you know, what we feel is the best group out there.
What role does the long-term view of getting a fair evaluation on Josh, making sure we know what Josh is by the end of the season, play in your decision?
I wouldn't say that's part of the thought process. It's, you know, right now it's one game at a time, and try to win every game and try to put the best group out there each week. You know, I would say, you know, I think by now we've got a pretty good evaluation of him. You know, we've had them since April, and all OTAs, all training camp, you know, three starts. And the guys develop, they get better. But, you know, as far as, you know, the development part of that, it's I don't think that's necessarily a part of it. It's more what we feel is the best for the team.
I guess special care or thought, you know, when you make quarterback decisions, given how important that position is to the team and organization?
I think every decision we make is you take thought and try to do what's best for the organization, for the team. I don't like to look at the quarterback position as any differently than I do the punter, the kicker, or, you know, center. I realize that, you know, obviously it's the premier position. But at the end of the day, we try to do what we feel is best for the team. And, you know, I think that's something, you know, for me personally, I that's what I think about when making any decision.
Ray, the offensive lines play yesterday?
I thought we struggled in the first half, especially in the first, let's call it, you know, 2-3 series. Look, they got a really good defensive line, powerful, and they were in the middle of the pocket early. Kind of settled down after some time, and then played better as the game went on. Things kind of settled down after the, let's call it, the first three series. But overall, you know, the group was, like I said, played better as the game went on, but we still need more consistency.
Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,